Things are changing across the utility industry and at AEP.
If you think about things from our customers' standpoint, our customers and communities, they don't care what that solution is. They don't care if the solution to a problem is a transmission line, a generating facility, a distribution line, distributed generation, a battery. They just want the best possible solution at the lowest possible cost.
As pressure to change increases, AEP is taking a new approach to tackle these challenges.
Relying on the past is not the best way of getting to the future. You can look to the past and acknowledge the things that were good about the past, but then also look to how do we change things for the future.
In this episode, inside the organization of the Chief Operating Officer, why AEP made this change and what it means for employees. Welcome to this episode. I'm Bailey Coltice. In January, all of AEP's business units that handle operations were brought together under one roof, the organization of the Chief Operating Officer. The majority of employees now work in this part of the company, so there's a good chance Lisa Barton's decisions impact you. She's AEP's new Chief Operating Officer, and she's joining us now to talk about what this all means. Lisa, thank you for joining us.
It's great to be here, Bailey. This is my first podcast ever.
That's awesome. You're actually the first person I've interviewed in person, too. And I just want to quick say that you and I are both vaccinated and we're sitting more than 6 feet apart while we're recording this. Can you tell me more about the decision about why AEP decided to create the new COO organization?
So it's really the first time in AEP's modern history that we've been able to take all of the operational units and put them in one spot. And in essence, what it's going to allow us to do is to think more collaboratively, to really take a look at what we're doing at more of a portfolio level than a business unit level. I mean, if you think about AEP and its operating companies, they own generation, transmission, and distribution, and we've always been organized by asset class instead of really just taking that more holistic view of the portfolio. And that's really what this allows us to do.
Yeah. A big question that I've heard is around transmission and distribution. People don't really know what's happening. Transmission is called energy delivery now. What's happening there? Are those two parts of the company merging, or are they just sharing resources?
You know, here's the way of looking at it. It was very intentional when we changed the name of the transmission organization to energy delivery, and I'd love to address that. So energy delivery is really responsible for the engineering, building, operating, maintaining of all of our transmission assets, our transmission stations, and our distribution stations. And so it makes sense maybe for me to talk a little bit about the organization and how we've structured it. So Grid Solutions is really an integral part of the future for AEP. And if you think about things from our customers' standpoint, our customers and communities, they don't care what that solution is. They don't care if the solution to a problem is a transmission line, a generating facility, a distribution line, distributed generation, a battery. They just want the best possible solution at the lowest possible cost. And that's really what we tried to do with creating Grid Solutions. And so as we look to the future, we know that regulated renewables are going to be a big part of our future. Our investors are asking us about our investments in regulated renewables. It is something that our customers and communities are asking about. If we have a large manufacturer that's coming to town, they want green energy as part of their portfolio. That's what we have to do, and that's what we need to morph to in terms of our solutions. And so what the Grid Solutions organization really is doing, it's taking our generation planners, our transmission planners, our distribution planners, and putting them into one group, which basically allows them to develop and identify the best possible solution for the particular operating company.
How's this all going to look when we put it into practice? Because this is a lot of high-level planning stuff. Can you give me some examples of what you're currently doing now, or maybe some projects that your team's going to take on in the future?
So we're going to be, over the next couple of months, really looking at each and every operating company and identifying what's the best solution for them. What's that best mix of resources, whether it be fossil resources or renewables? The production tax credits have been a huge catalyst to wind and solar development. It's up to us to be able to capture those benefits and bring them to our customers. And so that's why we're focusing so much right now on renewable development, because those tax credits are still available. And if we can develop more of these projects, our customers can benefit from that very low cost energy. One of the things that we are incredibly fortunate to have is access to what they call the Saudi Arabia of wind, right? That is the wind belt that stretches from basically Canada down to Mexico through West Texas, Oklahoma, and all the way north. We've got PSO that is just very well positioned to be able to harvest those wind resources. SWEPCO can take advantage of PSO's resources. And so what you're going to see the Grid Solutions Group doing, and it's by partnering with our utilities, identifying what should that next generation source be. And you're going to see that it's a lot more renewables. And it's just because the price point of those renewables have come down significantly over time. It was probably 10 years ago when I think all of us in the company were questioning how real is wind development? How real is solar? Can we really cost effectively integrate that into our portfolio? And I think that there were a lot of questions that we all had about its reliability as a variable resource. A lot of those questions are behind us now. We recognize that it is a very low-cost producer of energy. And what it also does is it makes us less reliant on gas-fired generation, on traditional coal-fired generation, and it gives our customers and communities more options.
How do you see this impacting the average employee? You know, how is it going to impact, say, that I'm doing CorpCom out in APCO, or maybe I'm a line mechanic in Shreveport? How's this going to impact what I do day in, day out?
It's really not, for the most part. I mean, if you think about what we do as a company, ensuring reliable, resilient service, that's what we are focused on. How we get there and the technologies that we use to solve that problem, that's what changes, but it changes slowly over time. So for example, what we'll be doing right now is identifying how many megawatts worth of regulated renewables we can advance. We'll then be taking that operating company by operating company view and talking with our regulators, talking with our politicians, and saying, this is the value that we can bring by advancing this level of regulated renewables. We are still operating our coal plants, our gas plants, our transmission lines, our distribution lines. The communications that we have within our communities, for the most part, it's very much aligned with the wire side of the business. People want to know, when's my power coming back on? What's the operating company doing in my community? What is AEP doing to invest in my community to make it a better place to live? That's the 95% of what we do. What we're focusing on right now is really the building blocks of the future. So once we go through this process of identifying them, then we go through the process of issuing RFPs and finding out what is the cost, the true cost of this generation. We've got a pretty good view on what we think that will be, but you know, it really, you get the facts once you've got those results from those RFPs. And then we'll be moving with the operating companies to identify specifically what projects we'd want to move forward on. But it's always important to think about this is it's a change in our portfolio. It is not a shift. It is not as if we are going from we have a portfolio of transmission, distribution, and a fossil fleet and nuclear fleet, and then all of a sudden we're moving to just renewables. We're not doing that. It's just complementing the existing resources that we have. And as we do that, we're going to be looking again with that customer lens, what's the most cost-effective generation resource for our customers? And given some of the pressure on CO2, the pressure on just the cost pressure associated with some of our fossil units, some of those are retiring. And so what we're doing is building the next phase of generation that will start replacing those units as they retire.
Even though these changes seem far off now, they're eventually going to get here, and change is scary for a lot of people. At AEP, we've been doing the same thing pretty successfully for over 100 years. So what do you say when people push back against the need to change and the need to incorporate more renewables?
Change should not be scary. I know that it is, but if you really think about it, we have to evolve. Every business that is out there needs to evolve. We need to be responsive to some of the pressures that are out there. We're getting a lot of questions from investors on what is our plan with respect to our carbon footprint. And we have a significant carbon footprint. I think the investors are happy that we're doing things about it, that we have committed to net zero by 2050. We don't know how we're going to get there. But we're a smart group of people. We will figure out how to get there. I think when we talk about change, that we ought to be open to change and not so concerned with making sure that we never have a misstep or never have a mistake. We're humans. We're going to have mistakes. We're going to make decisions that might not be perfect, but that's okay. What we need to do is just make sure that we're constantly leaning in and doing what we believe is right for the company. And sometimes that's going to involve questioning what we've done in the past or how we've done things in the past. If we didn't question that, then we'd all still be using calculators and not our phones and things like that, right? We wouldn't be using data analytics. So we have to really look towards the future with optimism and recognizing that maybe we don't have all the answers, but also to accept maybe we don't need to have all the answers. And let's just lean forward, move in, and get some things done. And so we need to continue to challenge ourselves from an engineering standpoint. And how do we integrate more wind? How do we use batteries more efficiently and effectively? Is there a role for distributed generation within neighborhoods and microgrids and things like that? It might make a lot more sense given our rural nature, rather than investing in a really long transmission line, to have a microgrid. That's actually similar to what was done in Presidio, Texas. It was at the very tail end of an unreliable transmission line. It was an old transmission line, and the Presidio NAS battery was built to provide that community with the requisite level of reliability that it needed in the event that we lost that transmission line. So what we're going to be able to do, I think, in the future is to take that step back and say, what is the right solution? And it might not be just keep hitting that transmission button or keep hitting that generation button. It'll be a little bit more thoughtful and honing in on the right solution for the community. People here are committed and understand that they are stewards of the grid. And that is a huge responsibility that we all need to just remind ourselves of, the how important we are to the lives of our customers and communities. And when we bring our best forward, we're doing the best for our customers and communities. And if there is one thing that I am incredibly proud of, is how day in and day out, through storms, through pandemics, this company is able to bring its very best day in and day out. And I'm always touched and proud by what I see, particularly with our folks in the field. They really care about the communities that they live in. And that is something that shines through day in and day out.
And that's a great point to end on. Lisa, thank you for talking with me today.
It's great to be here, Bailey.
That was Lisa Barton, Chief Operating Officer at AEP. Is there something happening at AEP that you'd like to know more about? Send us an email at podcast@aep.com and we'll check it out. Thank you for listening and stay safe.